Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry, and we're here to ensure your success.
Today's show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, your fierce choice for insurance. My very special guest this lovely first Saturday morning of March in the wonderful St. Croix Valley is our client and a friend to all success seekers, Deb Vozepka. I'm not saying that right, am I, Deb?
You are saying it correct.
I'm getting it close? Okay. You are the founder of, I'll let you pronounce it.
Market Communications of Minnesota.
Market Communications. Deb, welcome. Say hi to Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
And welcome, success friends. Thanks for joining us today. We're so glad you're here. Hello to Jenna at the controls this morning.
Good
Jenna,
morning.
We love kicking off this Saturday of talk here at KLBB Radio. And remember, success friends, you can hear us every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Our show is dedicated to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody, that want to build a mountain from a little hill. Success friends, all you need is to understand the science of success, the mathematics of success. One success principle multiplied by success tools equals an unstoppable heart that will allow you to experience your grand obsession. And success friends, that one principle is having a grand obsession, which is defined as having a specific destination with a burning desire to reach that goal. And the success tool that we will be the focus of this show this morning is vigilance. And before we get too far into that discussion, let me introduce my special guest. I'm going to struggle with this name all morning. I apologize, but by 9:30, I'll have it down. No problem. Deb Vozepka from Market Communications. Oops. Market Communications of Minnesota. I'm dropping things here, so forgive me. But Deb, could you give us your 30-second elevator speech, whatever.
Absolutely. Money back with every purchase. We have one card. It's not a credit or debit card. It's a loyalty cashback card that you can use at over 60,000 merchants worldwide. As a shopper, you can get this card for free. No sign-on, no monthly, no annual fees, and it's a free lifetime membership. By sharing it with others, you can generate a stream of residual income because shopping never stops. And almost every type of business can become a loyalty merchant. You can benefit from shopping online or by visiting loyalty businesses that may already be some of your favorite stores, restaurants, and service providers.
Deb, I'm excited to hear more about that as we go along here. But you know, Deb, you have been a champion of vigilance for many years. I mean, you've worked different fields with people trying to make sure they're aware of money's been a big thing you help people watch over, right?
Exactly.
And today again you're watching them save money. Would
yes,
that be right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's exciting. But Deb, before we get going here, I want to remind my success friends as to why I'm doing the show. And the first reason is a selfish reason, and I want all my success friends to call up the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency and get a free quote for their home and auto insurance or even their business insurance. I think we have your business insurance,
yes,
right?
Yes, you do.
And your home and auto, but we'll talk more. Mm-hmm. I even have a wonderful life insurance product, a term life insurance policy that requires no physical at all. And this policy takes maybe 10-minute phone call. It's exciting. But more than that, Deb, I've been blessed to work with many small business people like yourself. And I know firsthand just how much work it takes in this day and age for the small business person to prosper. I think it's harder and harder every day. But I think it's important for us to work with our neighbors and to keep business local as much as we can. And I'm trying to spotlight the people that I insure to let our success friends know, hey, we're out here. We'd love to do business with you. And Deb, 30 years ago, I had a lot more without time than with time. I lived by a saying that went, what are you doing within while you're doing without? I just had that little hill trying to dreaming about building that mountain, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was fortunate to meet some great people along the way that have helped me build a successful insurance agency. And I want to help those that are looking for a bit of direction along the way. I believe that this radio show and the website, GPS4success.com, can be a leg up for a motivated person. And Deb, when we think of success, we, you know, last Sunday was the Academy Awards, right? You know, we're always thinking of celebrities posted on the magazine covers, the internet, the TV. And I believe that people like yourself are the true business leaders, the unsung hero that gets little or no recognition, but truly affects the community. Deb, you put your financial life on the line every day, and if you fail, you don't have a golden parachute to help you out. Earl Nightingale stated that success is the active realization of a worthy goal. Too many times we think we need to attain our goal to be a success, when all we really need to do is to work towards that goal. As a client we had on the show told me, it doesn't matter what you do, it matters why you do it. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to Deb here, and really, I just want to say, Deb, welcome to Ensure Your Success.
Thank you, Tom. Happy to be here.
Thank you, success friends out there, on a lovely, lovely day here. We're so glad you all have made it today. But, Deb, we're going to get to your story. What do you think about success? We'll put you on the spot right now. It's just doing it every day, right?
When things go wrong, you just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and forge ahead.
I love it. Oh, and Deb, it's time for the success quote of the day. And today's quote, you know, we're talking about vigilance, right? Mm-hmm. Today's quote comes from Desmond Tutu, who says that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. And Deb, I think the price of success is eternal vigilance, right? And we'll talk more about that. Tift Merritt, country songwriter, says, you have to be vigilant about keeping your own fire alive. Huh? What do you think about that? Not bad, right?
Excellent.
Now, Deb, what I'd like to do, if you would, because, you know, vigilance, keeping your fire alive, going out working every day on your own, right? This is what you've been doing. How many years have you been doing working for yourself?
Since 1987.
1987, almost 30 years?
Correct.
My math's not too bad. Almost 30 years. That's just fantastic, isn't it?
Thank you.
Lots of ups, lots of downs, lots of in-betweens, right?
Exactly.
Can you tell us a little bit about your story and how you've come here today? And Deb, what I mean by that is, I mean, tell our success friends, how did you get started working for yourself? A little bit about your autobiography.
Okay. Early in my career in my business, I found a strong passion for small businesses and quickly became an advocate. Found out for myself how difficult it was to compete with large organizations.
Now, I'm going
to
interrupt you there real quickly. So early in your career, what were you doing when that made you come into contact with this? What was your background?
I actually had worked for the state of Minnesota for many years, developing a proprietary revenue-generating division within the Department of Administration. Quickly found out that I was an entrepreneur. I did not fit in a government setting, so I went out on my own.
Fantastic.
And from there, that is when I truly discovered my passion for small business.
Gotcha. And you've stayed with that ever since. You You had different experiences, different types of businesses, but
I did.
Always working for yourself realistically.
Exactly, yes.
I love it. And now you've come to a new adventure.
I have.
Right?
I'm excited.
And we're going to get more into that in a little bit. But, you know, I talk about, one of the things I always talk about on this show is people's grand obsessions. Mm-hmm. Your grand obsession a little bit sounds to me like it was small business. What mm-hmm. can I do to help that small business person succeed? And I'll do it as a small business person myself. Would you say that's true?
Or? Exactly.
So do you have you ever thought, this is what my grand obsession is? This is what I want to accomplish. When they go out in a blaze of glory.
The legacy that I want to leave is to help other small businesses flourish and prosper. One of my greatest assets is helping birth businesses and helping them achieve success.
Just because you know that so well.
Exactly.
Fantastic. That is an important thing to do.
Thank you.
I mean, and we'll talk a little bit about it. I mean, but really, it's, you know, to open your doors, as we say sometimes, is just a success, right?
Yes.
And that's the exciting part about it. Before we go too much further, though, we need to let our success friends know, Deb, how do they get in touch with you?
Very easy, Tom. ContactDeb.com.
So it's contactdeb.com?
Correct.
That's the website?
That's the website.
ContactDeb.com. I think I could even remember that one. And that's saying a lot, Jerry. Deb, do you have a phone number that
I
we
sure
can
do.
Shout out?
651-274-0575.
And we'll try and put some of that information on our website, too. Okay, Deb?
Great.
But I also want to remind our success friends to go to GPS4Success and sign up for our free lemon drops. And we have a little lemon drop icon, just a cute little guy, and you'll receive a free lemon drop every morning. A little inspiration that will melt in your mind. Now, Deb, I'm going to ask you a question, put everybody on the spot here. Do you remember the song, I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter?
No.
No. And she's laughing at me. I don't understand that.
Well, I do, Tom, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay, Jerry. But, Deb, I'm going to sing you a couple lines. If it comes back to you, I want you can join in, okay? Does that sound good?
Sure.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. Is it coming back, huh?
No.
And make believe it came from you. I'm going to write words oh so sweet. They're going to knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses at the bottom. You'll be glad you got them. And I sing that song, Deb, because at the end of the week, if you sign up for Lemon Drops, you get what we call a slice of success, which is really a little congratulatory note at the end of the week saying, job well done. Because, Deb, really, who's telling us we're doing a great job? Right? Our dog, our ventriloquist dummy. I mean, nobody is, right? You sign up for Lemon Drops, we'll tell you, and we'll put kisses at the bottom. You'll be glad you got them. Huh? Yes. And Deb, oh, wait a minute. How's that for timing, Deb? I hear it's time for, wait for it, Deb. Wait for it. It's time for a lemon drop. We want to make a big splash in your day and all of our success friends' day. Today's lemon drop, Deb, is inspect what you expect. Huh? Is that vigilance or what?
Yes.
You know, I mean, what more do I think we can leave right now? Oh, wait, no, we can't. We got a few more minutes. I'm sorry. But success, friends, inspect what you expect. And as I was mentioning before, I talk all about a grand obsession. You know, what is it, success, friends, that gets you out of bed in the morning and keeps you working into the night? Deb, you talked a little bit about your grand obsession, helping the small business person really get going, right?
Exactly.
And wouldn't you agree that one of the most important things that small business person has to do is they have to be accountable to themselves?
Yes, they do.
Do you see that is an area where people fall down? I mean, when people don't make it?
If they don't have goals, if they don't aspire to have purpose in life, absolutely.
I mean, do you find that people think, okay, I can put some money in this business and it's just going to take care of itself, and then they're surprised when maybe it didn't work out the way they thought?
That happens all the time.
You see it a lot, right?
I see it all the time.
What, and you know, again, I'm just kind of, you may have an answer for this, you may not, but I mean, what do you see that does keep that small business going that maybe is a little different? Have you ever noticed anything over the years that what helps one guy go? And
having the right fit for the right personality and for the right reasons.
Okay. Deb, I think that's very good. I you know, the right fit for the right reasons. Again, we're choosing, what you're saying here is we're choosing the path we should go, right?
Yes.
Would you agree that's a way of
yes.
saying that?
Yes.
Choice, very important,
it's all
right?
by choice.
And you know, Deb, it's interesting that what you're telling us is we have a choice, mm-hmm. correct?
Correct.
And success, friends, I want to remind you, when it comes to insurance, you have a choice. And your first choice is the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. Whether you need auto, home, life, health insurance, or maybe you need commercial insurance, your choice is clear. The Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency provides you with the best products for the best prices. We've been delivering for over 30 years. We treat you the way we want to be treated. We call it Blue Ribbon Service. So yes, you have a choice, but your first choice for insurance is the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. Jerry?
Yeah, slow down. It's scary out there.
And success, friends, you can reach us at 651-738-0107 or on the web at fiercechoice.com. Now, success, friends, please understand, we literally save everybody we talk to money on their insurance. And most of the time, we give them better coverage. We're so confident of that boast that we put our money where our mouth is. We'll give anybody $25 if we can't beat your current home and auto insurance rate. We call it the KLBB radio promotion. And so all you have to do is call the agency up, 651-738-0107, Monday through Friday. Tell whoever answers the phone, I'm taking the KLBB challenge. Call us. Check our counter on our website. You know, Deb, through the end of February, we've already saved new clients over $20,000 in premiums. Wow. Our goal is to have over $100,000 in savings. So success, friends, please help us do that by saving some money. And Deb, you know what time it is? That's right. It's talking about winners. And I want to announce some of our winners for the past week. Mike K. saved over $500 on his insurance. I got a lot of noise going. I mean, this is just exciting.
It's very exciting.
We got noise going. People calling. Hey, Mike K. saved over $500 a year on his insurance. Brian S. saved over $1,200 on insurance. I mean, this success, friends, get on the phone and give us a call. We want to save you money. Okay, now, Deb, let's get back and talk about Market Communications of Minnesota. Tell us about what you are doing. Give you a little time to go into some detail here.
Thank you, Tom. I came here today in the hopes to bring awareness of a global phenomenon. It all revolves around shopping and helping small businesses thrive. A concept that originated in Europe is now sweeping North America, giving small businesses a chance to be part of a global community of millions of shoppers, an opportunity not typically available to small businesses, let alone affordable, that is, until today. Shoppers enjoy cashback benefits and the convenience of shopping online or at local community merchants with one loyalty card. Shoppers can play a huge role in supporting our local small business community. These are your restaurants, dentists, hair, nail salons, auto repair, and many, many more. With that said, I encourage shoppers to register for the cashback card and small businesses to learn more about how to grow in this arena.
See, Deb, people talk to us, right? All we're doing is talking about saving money, right?
Right.
Putting money back in your pocket. Talking about putting money back into the local economy. I just think it's extremely important that we do this, right?
Right.
It's so important. Oh, wait a minute. Ah, Deb, it's time for our success tip of the day. And as we were talking a little bit earlier, right? You need to be the toughest coach you've ever had. Because success is serious business. You can't wait for tomorrow. You need to do it now. Have fun, but know that the clock is ticking. And again, Deb, what I love about you and what you do is you're all about trying to help people save money, small business. I mean, because small businesses can use this too, right?
Exactly.
And Deb, again, the name of the company is?
Market Communications of Minnesota.
Market Communications of Minnesota. And let me see if I remember this. ContactDeb.com. Boy, I love that. How did you ever get that one? I'm jealous.
Well, Tom, she went and did a little work.
Jerry, easy now. But Deb, you know, we're doing great here. We're giving some great information out. But you know what? There's the old saying, people need to know you care before they care to know, right?
Exactly.
So we want to get to know you a little bit. How's that sound?
Thank you. Yes.
We call it 4 questions in 4 seconds. Is this exciting?
Very.
What a way to start Saturday morning, huh? Welcome to KLVV Radio. I love it. Beautiful, sunshiny day, and we're going to find a little bit about Deb Vosepka. Right? Did I say that? All right. Boy, I'm doing good. I told you I'd get that name
figured out. You're doing great.
Okay, Deb, what is your favorite food?
Seafood.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
And your favorite hobby?
Gardening.
And your favorite ventriloquist?
Why, you, Tom.
Love it! Success, friends, isn't it? Don't you feel like you know Deb just a little bit better? I mean, you want to do business with Deb, right? ContactDeb.com, right?
That's correct.
Man, I can't believe I can get that one right. This is like really excited. I'm just excited that I can remember something. This is fun. Deb, again, the website, www.contactdeb.com, and your phone number.
651-274-0575.
Fabulous. Now, Deb, another question I like to always ask every guest that comes on this show, Ensure Your Success, which people can listen to every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. We kind of kick off the talk shows here on KLBB Radio. We love that. Adversity. How have you, you know, every success in life deals with adversity, right?
Correct.
How have you dealt with adversity in your life?
My typical approach when faced with adversity is to look at every problem as a solution. Some solutions more palatable than others, of course. Having a good professional network is crucial in bouncing off ideas and concerns with my peers. Mm-hmm. Like many others before me, I also pride myself to get out there and spend lots of time with my existing and our most recent clients to reinforce all the work that I've done rather than to give in to fear. My primary philosophy in life and business is one of absolute optimism. I do not surround myself around negative people. In fact, negative people are purged from my circle. Success breeds a positive environment, positive people, and positive outcomes.
I like it. And so, Deb, one of the things I'm hearing you say is you have a short memory. Is that right?
No.
You take a look at...
Oh, in terms of negativity?
Right.
Yes.
I mean, you don't worry about failures. You don't worry about bumps in the road. You look, if you're having a struggle, you look at your positive, your successes.
Today is a new day.
Today's a new day, and we can do this. And you just don't let it get you, huh?
No.
Would that be kind of what it's about?
Pretty much.
Fantastic. Now, you say that you don't want to be around negative people, right?
Correct.
Jerry... Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, Tom. Hold on. I'm sleeping back here.
But so, Deb, we've got a couple reminders for everybody.
Okay.
And one of them is that we are going to be here next Saturday at 9 a.m., the 12th of March. And our guest will be Mark Pacheco. And Mark has got some very, very interesting life. I mean, I just love his story. I'm just making this up as we go, Deb. So,
oh,
no, I'm just
okay.
Kidding. you got to be here, success friends. But, you know, Mark's got some interesting thoughts for us next week. So, success friends, make sure you tune in. It really is. I mean, you talk about someone that's dealt with adversity, Deb. You want to make sure you hear this guy's story and still going strong. So that's what's even more exciting. I want to remind all of our success friends to call our agency at 651-738-0107 to get a quote on your insurance. Our goal is to save our clients over $100,000 this year. Why not put some of that savings into your pocket? Deb, I think we saved you guys a little bit of money, right?
Tons.
Loving it. Take the KLBB challenge. We are so sure of it. If we can't save you money on your home and auto insurance, we're going to give you $25. And we may get you an autograph from Jerry if he's not asleep. How's that? Is that exciting? That's exciting.
As I think about it, Tom, between our homeowners, our auto, professional liability, you saved my husband and I well over $1,500.
Wow. Success, friends. See, that's what we're talking about. Real life stories. This is what we do. I mean, we're not going to ask you to spend more money. And Deb, this is a lot of what you do with your company. You're not asking people to spend more money, right? You're asking people to save money, correct?
Right.
Is that what you...
And you saved my father as well.
Ah, did we save him a few bucks
you
too?
You saved him about $600 on his home.
Success, friends. This is why people love us. This is what we do. And Deb, one of the other things too, I'm going to put another plug in for us if I can. Kim and Kelly, easy to work with?
Absolutely.
We try to provide world-class customer service. We sometimes fall down on the job, but we're willing to say we made a mistake and we try to do it better. Any no complaints yet from us? Not too many.
No complaints at all.
No, we really appreciate it. We love having you as a client. Success, friends, give us a call. Take the KLBB challenge. Deb, we're getting near the end of our show. I want to thank you so much for coming on today. I hope our listeners have learned something today. I know I have, so I appreciate that. And I want to thank Jenna, our producer, and all the great people here at KLBB Radio, that helped make this show happen. People like Sarah and Bob that do so much behind the scenes. We love being a part of the Club KLBB. It's fun. Are you having fun today?
I am having fun.
Love
Thank
it.
You.
I love it. We really appreciate you coming in. I hope you know that. But Deb, do you have any final thoughts for our success friends?
I would just like to thank you very much for having me here today.
Deb, we are so glad that you were able to take the time to get out here on this beautiful morning. And Deb, let's remind our success friends how to get a hold of you one more time.
www.contactdeb.com or 651-274-0575.
Okay, so success friends, you want to save a little bit of money. Today, we're giving you a couple of options. Working with Market Communication, is that it?
Correct.
I'm Market Minnesota. Communications, that's longer than Contact Deb. See, that one's a little
that's
bit harder
why I
for
did
me.
That.
But we're trying. But Deb will help you, and we'll help you at the Fierce Insurance Agency. And one last idea, success friends. Vince Lombardi has told us that winning is not a sometime thing. It is an all-the-time thing. And one of the tools to keep on top of your game is vigilance. Successful people do the things that unsuccessful people don't do. This doesn't mean they like to do all the necessary things to do to succeed, but it does mean that they do the things necessary. And one of the things that is very important to a successful person is accountability. We need to be accountable for our actions or even our inactions. In the insurance agency, in the insurance industry, my agency is judged by the amount of business we do. Our growth is measured. Our losses are measured. In any endeavor you take, you must find ways to measure yourself. But there is one little caveat to this, Deb. Compete, but don't compare. Set standards for yourself, and when you reach those standards, yes, aim higher, but don't worry about what the other guy is doing. Just don't worry too much about them. Worry about the man in the mirror. You do that, you're going to be fine. Until next Saturday, we want to thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, slow down. It's scary out there.
Bye. See you next week at 9. Bye, Deb.
Bye.
Bye.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band and he'll tour.